USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. And the death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people have died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the natural disaster that struck some of the most isolated areas in the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
The Secretary of State under President Trump says the previous administration had a different plan to pull troops out of Afghanistan. Lance Pry reports.
Former CIA Director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. military officials say that the pace of evacuation flights out of Kabul's airport will be increasing as more troops arrive to help secure the airfield. About 4,000 are currently on the ground, with a total of 7,000 having been ordered to the country to assist with evacuation efforts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. is expected to soon approve booster shots of COVID vaccine for all people who have received their first two shots. Officials are expected to recommend a third dose 8 months after the second shot to provide longer-lasting effects. New data has shown preliminary evidence that the protective effects of the vaccines begins to drop within months. Dr. Vin Gupta says that could cause some confusion, leaving the vaccinated to question whether they're really protected. The University of Washington faculty member tells CNBC that it could also lead to even more skepticism from the unvaccinated.
The guidance on boosters, we've long known that if you're immunocompromised, you just said it, if cancer, recent chemotherapy, solid organ transplant patients, they will likely need a booster. They're going to be first in line. If you're over 65, they'll be second in line. That makes sense because that paradigm applies to other vaccines, other boosters that we take. However, for those that are otherwise healthy, less than 65 years of age, these vaccines, two doses of Pfizer or two doses of Moderna, remain powerfully effective at keeping people out of the hospital. So to issue this broad guidance here that everybody's going to need a booster at 8 months, we're going to phase it in like we phased in the initial doses, does not align with the data as we know it to be right now. And this causes will cause potentially confusion. It's going to cause people who've been fully vaccinated to say, wait a minute, I thought I was protected. And crucially, Carl, for those that are unvaccinated, it's going to cause them to say, well, are the vaccines working or not? That's what I hear constantly from those who have questions about the vaccine and are waiting and seeing. Why aren't two enough?
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.